Welcome to City Committee on Business and Transportation for Wednesday, May 13th. And colleagues, we're out. We only have five meetings left. I'm going to try to get through these things if we don't have the issues right away so you can get back to your offices. We'll open up, first of all, the work session on House Bill 2249. Mr. Stembridge.
Mr. Chairman, you heard this last week. This bill allows Largo Electric Coal Commission to refuse to issue a service permit if the applicant makes false statements to the commission. You have the -2 amendment, which changes the permit expiration date to 5 years after completion of required alcohol server education course. We have the paperwork, the fiscal and revenue, on the -2 amendment, should you wish to consider that.
Okay, so the amendment, colleagues, right now is 5 years after their birthday. This changes it 5 years after they've actually finished the course. So, and we're in a work session.
Mr. Chair, I move -2 amendments to House Bill 2249.
Senator George has moved the -2 amendment to House Bill 2249. Any discussion? Is there any objection to that? So ordered. Senator George.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 2249 as amended by the -2 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator George has moved House Bill 2249 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Berger, would you like to carry that bill?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. All right, we'll have a public hearing on House Bill 2247. Mr. Stembridge.
House Bill 2247 allows the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to suspend liquor licenses for failing to comply with liquor liability insurance or surety bond requirements.
Okay. Gentlemen, or gentleman, whoever. Tom.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Tom Irwin, Government Affairs Director for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, here on behalf of House Bill 2247, which is one of the agency's bills. House Bill 2247 will allow the agency to impose an immediate suspension of the service or selling of alcoholic beverages if a licensee failed to maintain their liquor liability insurance or surety bond of $300,000. Just to give you a quick background about this bill, currently, ORS 471-168 requires certain licensees, primarily those that are selling drinks on premises to consumers, to maintain liquor liability insurance or a surety bond in the amount of not less than $300,000. The requirement of this section applies to full on-premises sales licenses, limited on-premises sales license, and brewery public house licenses. The requirement also applies to temporary sales licenses when the event will be open to the public and expected attendance is over 300 per day. The requirement also applies to winery licenses, brewery licenses, and grower sales licenses if they allow on-premises consumption of alcoholic beverages. This insurance provides coverage for injuries that may result from the over-service of alcoholic beverages to visibly intoxicated customers. All licensees subject to maintain liquor liability insurance are required to show proof of compliance at the time of licensing or renewal. This is similar to the requirement of automobile insurance for licensing motor vehicles. Currently, Oregon law does not provide the ability to the agency to immediately suspend a liquor license privilege if the licensee fails to maintain the insurance or bond. Without a change in the law, a licensee could continue operating without carrying insurance or bond while the violation is processed. This adjudication process could take up to 9 months to resolve. This carries a liability, obviously, to the citizens of Oregon. And so for that reason, we would like this bill to pass to give us the authority to immediately suspend or non-renew in those situations. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Irwin. Questions for Mr. Irwin. Senator George.
Real quickly, so this will allow you guys to immediately suspend them, but what happens if it was just a lapse, somebody forgot to pay the bill, so I immediately run, I go pay get my bond back, I pay for it, do I get immediately reinstated, or is there some long process to get reinstated?
Chair Metzger and Senator George, that's a great question. Normally speaking, what we're doing here is the insurance company or the agent is the one that notifies the agency for the failure to renew or that their current client has not renewed. And unless the client, we will give the customer, the licensee, every opportunity to make sure that if that's all it is, that they can get that done before we would go into the immediate suspension mode. And once they clear it up, that's going to be the end of it, probably. I don't think there's going to be a continuation of that process. Our real desire to do this, obviously, is to make sure that they have liquor liability insurance and that the citizens of Oregon are protected because they have that and that they can show that. This actually came out primarily of a case in Bend where the individual did not renew their insurance. That agent contacted the local office in Bend, and then we then started working with the licensee and asked them to show us proof that they got renewed insurance, and they were not doing that for a period of time. It was, I can't remember now if it's 2-3 weeks or longer, but we felt like because we didn't have this particular tool in our tool bag, it was going to take a long administrative process before we could ever resolve it if we don't have this particular tool.
Mr. Chair. Yeah. So if they get their insurance, you guys would reinstate them immediately.
Chair Metzger, Senator George, I am not the enforcement director, so I'm not exactly sure how that would work. I don't think we would proceed on the cancellation because they've shown that they've got insurance. So there may be a more minor violation that we have in mind than where they would potentially get a fine. Hold on just a second. I'll see if Dan McNeil knows, and maybe you can answer.
Well, come on up here, Mr. McNeil.
Introduce you. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Dan McNeil, statewide licensing manager for OLCC. Our intention with this is to have the ability to immediately suspend the license during the period they don't have insurance. The licensee then shows us proof that they do have insurance. My understanding is that we would reinstate their license. They could still face a penalty, which would probably, in many cases, be a monetary penalty, fine, or suspension for that period of time for not carrying insurance during that period of time, but the immediate suspension really relates to their not having the liquor liability insurance right then.
Okay. So, but what Tom was saying, is that you try to work, you don't just come in and suspend them, you ask them that we have heard or we've been notified that you haven't, and it's not like we just make the phone call, is what Tom said. You seem to say something a little different than what Tom said.
Tom said
that you called them and checked, and then so there's got a week or two period here, like, oh, maybe I didn't. I can go take care of it, and you don't even initiate a suspension process then. You made it sound like that's you are going to do it the minute you just get a notice, you call up.
No, I was just responding to the question of whether our intent was to reinstate them when we get information showing that they do have that liquor liability insurance in force now, not on the front end. What Tom said is accurate. We'll very typically get a note from the insurance agent or a notice from the agent saying that they don't have insurance. Our first step is to contact them and just find out if they switched coverage. I mean, they may have gone with a different agent. So we try and find out from the licensee what the situation is. We don't immediately take that note from insurance agent A and say, aha, we're going to suspend you until you prove that you have the insurance. We really need this tool for those cases where we've contacted the licensee, they aren't able to tell us that they have insurance or establish that they have that or give us proof, and we would follow up then. It wouldn't be an immediate thing that we do the second we get a notice from the insurance company. And all of our actions do follow an investigation.
One little clarification. Yeah. So then if you go through and you call them and for some reason they didn't have insurance, you would suspend them. All I'm trying to say is that if they get the insurance and that's the only reason they don't have their license, you immediately reinstate them, and then any prosecution you want or fine you want to do retroactively is fine, but I'd hate to see them out of business for any additional time,
right,
is what I'm trying to get at.
And Mr. Chair, Senator George, maybe I can answer this. I don't think we would even initiate the immediate suspension part of the process without first... Pardon?
But if you did,
if we did, it would have been probably after we'd already gone through a 2 or 3 week process of trying to work with this licensee to find out, is it, as Dan just suggested, perhaps a change in an insurance company or a change in an agent where that agent notified us because they're no longer carrying this particular licensee, but now they have gotten new coverage from a new company, and they just need to establish that for us and give us that information in terms of contacting the agent for them. I mean, we'll pick up the phone and do that. Our field officers and inspectors do that kind of thing out in the field. So we'll go the extra mile, if you will, to make certain that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing if we have to, without taking a penalizing mode. But back to your question.
Yeah, after the suspension.
Then I guess this hasn't... Well, we haven't had this tool before, so I'm not sure exactly how to answer that one either. I don't know what we do in the current circumstances?
Well, I think, if I can interject, I think the point is, and for the record, I think this is what we want to talk about, is that obviously people, we want them to have insurance. I mean, that's, you know, it's a huge liability, and so we understand all that. I guess I just would like to have your assurance that, let's say you call my business and I am a licensee, and maybe I didn't switch coverages, maybe I didn't realize it had lapsed, you know, and I've had that happen with other things, mm-hmm. You didn't renew, you know, State Farm sends things out a month and a half early, and so I let them sit, and then they send them so early, sometimes I do forget because I don't want to pay them right away. And then, you know, I call the agent and I reinstate it right away and everything's, you know, well and good. So if you call somebody and they say, did you switch coverage? No. And so, well, according to the lapse, oh, I didn't pay it. I will pay it today, or I'll pay it tomorrow or whatever. I guess the assurance is, good, that's all we need to know. We'll call next week and verify that it has been done. We're not going to say, well, sorry, if it's lapsed and we're going to suspend you as of today. I think that's the assurance that we try to get. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Could you respond to that question first, and then Senator Berger?
And Mr. Chair, not being in the regulatory enforcement section of the division, I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. I can certainly find out the information and get back to you what the normal process would be. I would hesitate to answer it, I simply don't know.
Okay, Senator Berger has a question.
I think you're wise to have the conversation, because actually what the measure says is if you don't have, it's just like you stopped with your car, and they say, let me see your registration, and you don't have it, you're in trouble. This measure says that if you fail to comply, the word immediately is in there. It authorizes OLCC to immediately suspend a liquor license on the grounds of failing to supply proof of compliance. I mean, not that they're going to, not that it's going to be that arbitrary, but I just want to support your inquiry, because the measure does say.
And I appreciate that, Senator Berger, and I understand why that language needs to be that way, because you just don't know. If you get the guy on the phone who says, no, I'm not carrying it, and I don't intend to, there's no reason to mess around. I mean, you're going to suspend them because whatever. But I think the intent is important. So what I would like to do is just, I know this passed unanimously in the House, and at least I don't get a sense that there's a negative thing on the committee, but I think we want assurances on the record of how this would be treated. So what I'd like to do is we'll set the bill over, and if we can have your compliance people, you can inform them with the discussion. I'd like to know, and the committee would like to know, how this tool will be used in maybe A or B type scenarios.
Sure, that's fine, Mr. Chair. We'd be glad to do that. And there are also some rules surrounding this that already exist that we have in relationship to what's currently in the statutes, and that also may relate to how we would this particular process.
Then we'll send over until next week, and then you can work with Mr. Stembridge, and we'll clarify that on the record.
No problem. Thank you very much.
We'll close public hearing on House Bill 2247. We're adjourned.